Robert Lester Folsom has had two distinct careers in his life. Today, he's a highly skilled house painter. But in the 1970s, Lester was the lead singer in a struggling rock band in South Georgia.
Back in 76, I had a band called Abacus. We were having to play originals and covers just to make a living. I had to get this stuff recorded, and I went to Atlanta, and the engineer there really liked my songs.
The members of Robert Lester's band wanted to be on the record, but they didn't want to help pay for the session.
And so I started recording the songs that the band was not even playing, more mellow stuff. Apparently that's what caught the ears of the people up there in Atlanta.
Robert Lester recorded his own songs with his band and released the album on his own. The album was called Music and Dreams, and Robert Lester's smooth voice and acoustic guitar were perfect for the soft rock of the time, like Peter Frampton, Bread, Seals and Croft.
We got some airplay, we made some playlists, but I think it was mainly brushed to the side because it was some local yokel doing his thing, and then, you know, he wasn't really a part of the international scene or the national scene even.
Abacus broke up, and Robert Lester moved to Jacksonville.
My first wife had a job here. I wanted to move to Nashville, but she had the income thing going on. So I said, okay, I'll go. At least Jacksonville's bigger than the town in South Georgia.
Robert Lester worked for a while, continuing to write songs. Then he landed a job as a house painter.
I started my own business after working for someone for a few months. I saw where I could do this myself, and I immediately got some regular customers.
He returned to performing live at the same time.
I started just playing in churches, like praise bands, because that was the closest thing to rock and roll I could participate in and play on a regular basis.
In 2009, he got a phone call.
It was my old engineer saying some guy in California had heard April Suzanne, which was on my 1976 album, and he was interested in reissuing it. I said, you gotta be kidding. Of course, there was a big old grin on my face. Here's maybe a second chance to do what I'm passionate about. I signed three deals, one for the iTunes release, one for a CD reissue in Asia, and the vinyl reissue in Brooklyn, New York.
He was invited to a music festival in New York City, and suddenly, Robert Lester Folsom was an internationally known musician.
I said, okay, I got more songs than these I did in the 70s. We got to get in the studio.
He released a second CD, Beautiful Nonsense, 35 years after his first one, and a third one this year. He and his new band play gigs around Northeast Florida. But Robert Lester Folsom continues to paint houses, not as a day job, but as a vocation.
I have some very loyal, great customers. You know, I love painting, I love the music, but of course I would choose music if it could be as lucrative and I could take care of my family with it. As it stands, knowing that I can do my music the way I want to, the combination's not bad. I'll paint houses and record anytime.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.
Closing the Loop is sponsored in part by First Coast Home Pros, with teams of specialists to clean your home. FirstCoastHomePros.com.